NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
Time is 4:31 a.m. here in Los Angeles on this January 17th, the Martin Luther King's birthday holiday. Looks like another bright sunny day on tap.
I was asleep in bed near JPL, and I woke up, and I listened to the radio to find out where it was, and then I knew I would be going to work to measure the motions that occurred from the earthquake.
Geophysicist Andrea Dinellan knew it was just a matter of time before a big earthquake hit Southern California's San Fernando Valley. She and her colleagues at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory had been monitoring Earth movements in the area since 1987. They use signals from the Global Positioning System, or GPS, navigation satellites in orbit around Earth. The GPS signals let Dinellan detect motion of the Earth's crust with amazing accuracy, down to about 1/10 of an inch per year.
We can use these Global Positioning System techniques to measure deformation of the Earth's crust, so we can see how the surface of the Earth is moving and try to understand earthquakes better and forecast probable hazard areas and the size of future earthquakes.
Dinellan and her team periodically put GPS receivers at various places in Southern California to obtain the precise position of those sites. Later, they went back and remeasured the same locations to see how they had moved with time. The data told Dinellan the Ventura Basin was ripe for a big quake. Mountains were squeezing the Santa Clara River Valley closed, but the region to the south wasn't moving at all. Stress was building up.
We combined our work with the geologists and discovered that there were faults that were locked, bounding the basin and bounding the Northridge area. So then we had this Northridge event, which was completely consistent with our data.
Soon after the killer quake struck, Dinellan sprang into action to chart its geological effects.
I first got on the phone with my colleagues that work here at JPL, and we assessed how many receivers we would have and where we should put them. Then we met at JPL, distributed the receivers to various workers, and each took them to various sites in the field. Then a few days later, we went back and collected those receivers and the data from the receivers and analyzed that data.
The GPS readings gave Dinellan an inkling of the awesome forces unleashed during the Northridge earthquake and some of the subsequent tremors. She says the most dramatic shift was in 3,600-foot-high Oat Mountain, just north of the San Fernando Valley.
Oat Mountain lies right above the fault plane that ruptured, and it also lies in the area of the greatest concentration of aftershocks. During the earthquake, that site moved northwest 9 inches and up 16 inches. We had a magnitude 5.1 aftershock on January 29th. Because of that aftershock, Oat Mountain actually moved 1 inch to the south. So it moved northwest 9 inches in the main shock and then back to the south in an aftershock, which is very interesting to us.
Dinellan continues to monitor the region north of Los Angeles with spot measurements. She hopes someday to have a dense network of GPS receivers continuously supplying data. That would let scientists understand the earthquake hazard more quickly. But would it ever let them actually forecast when a quake will hit?
We don't know the answer to that, unfortunately. But we do think that we may be able to understand certain times that earthquakes are more likely to occur.
The JPL earthquake research is part of NASA's mission to Planet Earth, which studies long-term changes in our global environment. Measurements are being taken at sites all over the world: California, Alaska, and Missouri in the U.S., South America, Russia, China, Japan, anywhere the Earth is likely to move beneath our feet.
Investigators are getting data from all of these places, and what they understand then is how the plates of the Earth are moving relative to each other. It helps us understand the earthquake process much better. And if we understand the earthquake process, then we can learn a lot about hazard mitigation from earthquakes.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.